Okay, good morning everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chayisara. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kodesh class learning. We are on the top of page 34 of our Sefer. I have a very special shiur prepared. I hope you'll find it special as well. So we are talking about Shabbos. On the top of page 34, we are in the Sefer of Shimshon Pinchas, Nefesh Shimshon, Shabbos Kodesh. Okay? As explained, let me just go back. No. We're talking about revealing Shabbos and finding the Ribon Sha'olam and the light of Shabbos. Okay? There's a great miracle of man's inability to see Hashem. This is the great miracle. Man has an inability to see Hashem, to fear Him, to love Him. But there's a way to rid ourselves of this miracle. So in other words, it's a nace that we can't find the Ribon Sha'olam. It should be, wait, am I in the wrong place? No, we did this last time. The darkness of this world is very pervasive. And because the darkness of this world is very pervasive, it becomes difficult for us to find the Ribono Shel Olam. That was what we spoke about. Therefore, man is unable to see Hashem. Man is unable to fear Him properly. Man is unable to love Hashem. But there is a way to rid ourselves of this, and we can find Hashem. And the answer to finding Hashem, despite all the darkness of this world, is Shabbos. On Shabbos, the thick blanket of darkness thins out. We have to make an effort to peel away the darkness, or we will not find Hashem on Shabbos. But if we're truly looking for Him, it is very easy to find Him on Shabbos. There is no question about it. If you seek Hashem and you want to bring Him into your life, on Shabbos you will surely find Him. So Shabbos is the tool for us by which we can find the Ribono Shel Olam. And now I digress from the Sefer. I want to mention that we're going to talk about Shabbos and finding the Ribono Shel Olam. Yesterday was the 25th of Cheshvan, and yesterday was, the 6th Yahrzeit of the Har Nof massacre. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing because I want to show you the Kedoshim. Could you see my screen? Can someone see my screen? Okay. So yesterday was the 6th Yahrzeit of the Har Nof massacre. The Kedoshei Elyon, who were in the middle of Tefilas Shachris, we all remember that horrific morning in November on the secular calendar when the terrorists stormed the base Knessas in Har Nof. And you can just see on my screen, I actually Googled Har Nof victims because I wanted to show you their picture, and you can see some of the images on my screen. This is the Levayev Kamen, Rav Kalman HaKadosh, Rav Kalman Zev Levine. Here is a picture from the inside of the base Knessas. Here is another picture from the inside of the base Knessas. This is Chaim Howie Rotman Zatzal, who died 1 year after of his wounds. So here you have the four Kedoshim, Rav Kalman Zev Levine, Rav Avram Shmuel Goldberg, Ari Kapinski, Rav Moshe Tursky, Zecher Tzadikim Ukdoshim Levracha, Hashem Yinkom Damam. 1 year after the attack, Chaim Howie Rotman, which you could see right here, was niftar of his mortal wounds from which he never recovered. Also killed in the attack was Sergeant Zidan Saif, the Jewish officer who was the first responder and ultimately gave his life for the Kedoshim. So here you have a picture from the inside of the base Knessas. And it's Archai, it's a Chorus Asher Salacha Malik. I don't know if you could see the arm that is wrapped in tefillin. And it was the Yahrzeit yesterday. And we have to learn from their ways. Tzadikim af misasen nekva'im chayim. And we must learn from their ways how to be better Jews, better Ovdei Hashem. They were tremendous Balei Chasadim, tremendous Bnei Torah. Ovdei Hashem, if you read a little bit about the Kedoshim, and we have to learn from their ways how to serve the Ribono Shel Olam, how to better ourselves. I heard Rabbi Shai Schechter say in a shiur this week a very powerful thought. The Gemara tells us, Ma big day kahuna mechaper, af misasan shel tzadik mechaper. Just like the big day kahuna bring atonement, so too the death of the righteous bring atonement. So Rabbi Shai Schechter gave a beautiful pshah on that Gemara from a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, a pshah, I don't remember which Talmud he said, from the 1700s. What does it mean? Ma big day kahuna mechaper, af misasan shel tzadik mechaper. Just like the garments of the Kohen Gadol Gadol of the Kohen, where bring us kapara, atonement, so to the death of the righteous bring us atonement. So the pshat is as follows. When do the Big Day Kuhuna bring us atonement? When we wear them, not we. When the Kohen wears them. When the Kohen comes to do his avoda in the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, when he wears the Big Day Kuhuna, that's when they bring atonement. So to the death of the righteous brings atonement. When we wear their garments, in other words, when we don their ways, their actions, when we learn to emulate their deeds, it brings us atonement. But if a tragedy passes and nobody pays any attention and everyone goes back to being the same way that they were before and no one takes any mind to the ways of the tzaddik, then we're not donning their garments. And in that case, it doesn't bring us kapara. So we have an obligation to don the garments as we remember the Har Nof massacre. And I could tell you, I could read from many hespedim, and we could be misaware from many of their ways and their actions, but as this is a Shabbos Kodesh class, I'm now going to quote in regard to only one of the Halakha Kedoshei Alyon. It's called Amalech on Har Mitz. This was a picture of Rav Moshe Tversky, Zatzal, Hashem Yinkom Damo. I'm quoting from the biography written by his Talmud, Rabbi Yoshua Berman. And I specifically chose a excerpt that deals with Shabbos. Okay, so this is a quote. This is a transcript of a shir that Rav Tversky himself gave in a Friday shir. His words reveal much about his own personal approach and his great joy in Avodas Hashem. So I'm now quoting from the words of Rav Moshe Tversky himself. He once gave this shir Erev Shabbos. We are learning Erev Shabbos the day after his Yahrzeit. It was a Gaon Olam. Those who were taken in this attack were steeped in Chasad, Torah, Yerushalayim. Okay. Rav Tversky begins by quoting a pasuk from Parshas Baha Aloscha, Bamidbar, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud. And the pasuk says there's an obligation to blow the trumpets, the chatzotrots, upon bringing karbanos on certain days. So when they brought the karbanos, they had to blow the chatzotrots. One of the days mentioned in the pasuk is Yom Simchaschem. On the day of your joy, you should blow the trumpets. What does that mean on the day of your joy? What is the day of your joy? When you go to war, you blow the trumpets. There's different times that the chatzotrots were blown. And one of those days that we blow is Yom Simchaschem, on the day of your joy. What is the day of your joy? But there are two opinions in the Sifri. Again, I'm reading. If you have the Sefer Ma'ach HaMis, I'm reading from page 355 to 357, 358, the Shir of Rav Tversky, Zatzal. There are two opinions in the Sifri as to what it means, the day of your joy, when you blow the trumpets. The first opinion says the day of your joy refers to Shabbos. It is clear from the Gemara that on the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, we have a mitzvah to rejoice. There is a mitzvah to be besimcha. But on Shabbos, we do not have a specific mitzvah to be besimcha. The theme of the Chagim, of the Shalosh Regalim, so to speak, the theme is to be besimcha. But on Shabbos, there is no mitzvah to dafka be besimcha. However, since we are told that you have to blow the chatzotros on Yom Simchaschem, on the day of your simcha, and the Sifri says the day of simcha is referring to Shabbos, says Rav Moshe Tversky, we see that the inherent reality of Shabbos is that Shabbos is a day of simcha. There is no obligation to proactively conduct oneself in a joyous manner on Shabbos. However, it is called the day of your joy. So what does that mean? We don't have an explicit command of rejoicing on Shabbos like we rejoice on the festivals. But from this Sifri, based on this pasuk, Imbaha Aloscha, we see that there is a mitzvah to be besimcha on Shabbos. So what does that mean? Really, says Rav Tversky, it's quite simple if you think about what makes a person experience happiness. Shabbos, quote, is an entirely different reality. From beginning to end, from the most minuscule detail here in our world, going all the way up through the heavenly spheres until the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of glory, everything is totally different on Shabbos. Shabbos is a completely different reality, whether one is aware of it or not. On Shabbos, he enters a different realm. If he is not aware of it, that's Yom Simchaschem, the inherent reality of the day. So whether you perceive it or not, you are entering a realm of simcha when you enter into Shabbos. And that's why when the Torah tells us to blow the chatzotzot on Yom Simchaschem, the Sifri says that Shabbos, so Tversky is explaining that Shabbos really is an inherent day of joy. And if one is aware of the fact that on Shabbos he enters a totally different reality, he can partake of the joy on the day of joy. You can access the simcha on Shabbos if you recognize you're entering a day of simcha and it's a totally different reality. This different reality of Shabbos, continued Rav Tversky, is reflected in the fact that Eino Doma Marapanav, Eino Doma Marapanav, a person's face is different a person looks different on Shabbos than he does during the week. So I actually didn't think about it when I prepared. I'm not thinking about it now. So I don't have the sefer in front of me, but Rav Moshe Twersky's grandfather, Rav Salvechik Zatzal, has a beautiful piece where he talks about the porters in Kaslavish, the town of his youth. The porters during the week wore a kapata that was more holes than fabric, says the Rav, and he was bent over at a 90-degree angle, carrying the wares on his back from being a porter all week. And then Shabbos came, and you couldn't recognize the same porter. He looked like a regal king. Rav Salvechik says, who is it? And he says, he's the same porter, that whose kapata is more holes than fabric, but on Shabbos he looks like a king. And that is what his grandson here, Rav Moshe Twersky, Zatzal Hashem Yikom Damo, says, that on Shabbos, Eino Doma Marapanav, a person looks different on Shabbos than he looks during the week. And furthermore, says Rav Twersky, there's an obligation to wear Shabbos clothing. So this is Rav Twersky's shir. So there are footnotes. The footnote is, Rav Twersky himself made sure to have every minute detail be different for the honor of Shabbos, including a different yarmulke. One Friday afternoon, he accidentally left for shul with his weekday yarmulke. Since he always accepted Shabbos early, he could not use the elevator. But he was unwilling to wear his regular weekday yarmulke on Shabbos. He climbed up the 6 flights of stairs to his apartment to get his special one for Shabbos. This was related by his son, Rav Meshulam Twersky. At a certain point, Rav Twersky's family members began urging him to wear a frock coat during the week, not only on Shabbos, to change his weekday attire. The one he wore on Shabbos, the Shabbos kapata, had regular buttons, so when he bought himself a new one, he bought a nicer one with fabric-covered buttons. He began to wear the fabric-covered Shabbos kapata on Shabbos, and he did the old one with the regular buttons. That became his weekday kapata. However, he did not just begin wearing the frock coat all the time during the week. He wore it on a day he had occasion to put it on in the morning. He attended a bris. He put on the weekday, what became the weekday kapata, and after that, he wore it during the week. And on Shabbos, he made sure that a Shabbos kapata was different because it had buttons that were fabric-covered. And we've spoken about this a few months ago. We spoke about Lo Yamabushcha Shal Shabbos Kamabushcha Shal Chol. So going back to Rav Twersky Shir, there's an obligation to wear Shabbos clothing. That's in terms of a person's externality. So externally, a person should look different. And as far as one's inner essence is concerned, a person has a neshama yaseira. On Shabbos, one enters a better, more exalted state of being. And when you recognize that, that is the simcha. Therefore, the Sifri could say that Yom Simchaschem is Shabbos, even though we don't have a mitzvah specifically per se to have simcha on Shabbos. When a person recognizes he is entering a whole other realm, externally he should look different, he should don different clothing. Internally, when he recognizes that he's in a different realm, of Twersky said, that is simcha. The formula for how to be forever happy, a tov lev mishta tamid, how should one always be in the state of simcha, is to find a fresh new angle in life. If a person is a creature of habit and rote, he is likely not going to be very happy, Rav Twersky continued. When one rises above the staleness of rote and approaches every day as a new experience and a new opportunity, that will be a tremendous source of simcha. And we should apply that to Shabbos. If we have always kept Shabbos a certain way, and Shabbos becomes by rote, because it's in the shir where he's addressing the simcha of Shabbos, then we should recognize that if we change our approach to Shabbos, if we make it more exciting, if we take something different upon ourselves, we make sure the buttons are different on Shabbos than during the week, and that gives us tremendous simcha. Furthermore, Rav Twersky said, if someone were to sense a fresh of newness by winning the lottery, it would be very easy to be happy. Who wouldn't be happy to win $1 million? But then it wouldn't be an avoda. You wouldn't have to work for it. You bought a ticket, you can't say it's such an avoda, and you want $1 million. When a person approaches another shachos, another mincha, another Shabbos, he could feel a sense of habit. But if one works on cultivating a sense of newness with every shachos, with every mincha, with every Shabbos, even though it's something you do all the time, we must cultivate a sense of newness. We have to change the menu. It shouldn't be always the exact same. Not too much, not excessive, Rivka. Just different. I agree with you totally, by the way. It should be just different. It should be something special. It should be something to look forward to. Cultivate newness, and that newness will lead to simcha, even in the same old shachos, the same mincha, the same Shabbos. Says Rav Twersky, Shabbos is Yom Simchaschem, like the Sufri says, because it is inherently a day of complete newness. You must recognize on Shabbos, you are in a totally different reality. And that renewal should give us simcha. Rav Tursky provided his Talmidim with practical footnote. That was from his shiur, and now footnote. Rav Tursky provided his Talmidim with practical advice in this regard. One of the Talmidim recalled, he once spoke to us about what to do to give ourselves a boost when we find ourselves in a time period of year without Yamim Tovim, such as Teves after Hanukkah. One should add additional excitement, set a project for themselves to make the same old the new. For example, we could work on saying brachos with greater concentration. So whatever a person takes upon themselves, we have to understand that the simcha comes from recognizing a new reality. And when one recognizes that Shabbos is a totally new reality, like Rav Shimshon Pinkas told us, if you want to find Hashem in the darkness, the time to find Hashem is on Shabbos. And then we will have a simcha. So again, Lilui Nishmasam, they don't need an Aliyah Nishama, but Lezecher Nishmasam, Rav Moshe Twersky, who was 59, Hashem Yikom Damo, Zatzal, Rav Kamal Levin, Zatzal, Hashem Yikom Damo, was 55, Rav Aryeh Kopinski was 43, Rav Avram Shmuel Goldberg was 68, Chaim Havi Rami was 51, Zecher Tzadikum Uktoshim Levracha, Sergeant Zidan Saif was also murdered, attempting to protect Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Tehei Zichron Baruch. But remember, the Big Day Kohuna only bring us kapara when the Kohen is wearing them. So too, Misas Tzadikim bring us kapara when we don their garments. So as you go into Shabbos, yesterday was their Yahrzeit, as you go into Shabbos, I should keep in mind, if we adopt something that they taught us. So we just had a piece of the first quarter of Shir, if you will, of Moshe Twersky regards experiencing the newness and the Simcha of Shabbos. Then the Misa is Mechaper. But if we continue and we don't remember and we don't pay attention to anything that they did and we don't learn, if the coin doesn't don the garments, they're not Mechaper. So we have an obligation to not only remember the Kedoshim, but to learn and apply what they taught us. I want to now go to this week's parsha. I was zocha this week to be at a shir by Rav Yaakov Friedman Shlita, Rosh Hashiva Veshivas Birkas Mordechai in Beitar. And as I was sitting in the shir, I thought, I can't believe Hashem brought me here, because everything he's saying is so relevant to Shabbos Kodesh Klash, this week's parsha on Shabbos Kodesh Klash. And I'm going to share with you, I went over the notes that I took and prepared, and I'm going to share with you what he said. It is totally about revealing the light of Shabbos through the Neiro Shabbos and finding the Ribono Shel Olam, which is exactly where we're up to in the Sefer, like we just read. On Shabbos, the thick blanket of darkness thins out. We have to find Hashem on Shabbos. If you're truly looking for Him, it's very easy to find Him on Shabbos despite the darkness. If you want to bring Him into your life, says Rav Pinkas, on Shabbos, you will surely find Him. So Rav Yaakov Friedman Shlita began with a pasuk. This was the photos of the attack. Began with a pasuk in Bereishis. Oh, I thought I prepared on my screen. This is where I'm going after. I want to prepare it on my screen for you. I thought I did. I prepared where I'm going after, but not here. So the pasuk tells us in this week's parasha about the marriage between Rivka and Yitzchak. We know at the end of Peruch of Dalet, they get married. Rivka comes and she is his wife. So the pasuk tells us, it's Parashas Chayisara. The pasuk tells, could you see my screen? Thank you. Yitzchak brought her, meaning Rivka. I skipped the whole chapter of the Sherech. Samech Zayin, 67 psukim long, Yitzchak brought her to the tent of Sar, his mother. Vayikachas Rivka, he took Rivka. Vatihilo liisha, she was to him a wife. Vaye ahaveha, he loved her. Vayinachem Yitzchak achre imo, Yitzchak was comforted after his mother. So Rashi famously tells us over here on my screen, okay, this is Chof Dal Samech Zayin. Rashi tells us, Ol hala sarre imo, vayivi'ao al ha'ol hala. He brought her to the tent. Vana se dugmat sarimo. She became like the image. She was the reincarnation, not literally, of Sarah, his mother, Klomar, to tell you. Vahare hi sarimo. Behold, she was Sarah's mother. What does that mean? She calls mancha Sarah kayemes. As long as Sarah was alive, hayan ner daluk me'erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. Ah, today we're going to talk about the koch of the Nashim Tzipkanios to reveal the light of Hashem through Nero Shabbos into the darkness of this world. A candle was lit from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. As long long Sarah was alive. Ubracha mitzuya bi'isa, there was a blessing on her dough. Va'anan kasher al ha'ohel, there was a cloud tied over her tent. Umisha mesa pasku, when Sarah died, these miracles ceased. What were the three miracles? Her candle was lit from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. There was a blessing in her dough. It was the cloud of glory, the tent. Over her tent was the cloud of the Shekhinah. Kishabas Rivka Chazru, and Rivka came back, these blessings returned. Okay. So I am now going to the Shir of Rav Yaakov Friedman. Okay. I took 5 pages of notes, and to prepare the Shir, I review them again. Rav Yaakov Friedman Shlita said that these three miracles in the tent of Sarah that came back in the tent of Rivka represent three mitzvos that have been traditionally given over to women. The three miracles were Anan Kasher Al HaOhel, the cloud tied over her tent, so to speak, the cloud of the Shekhinah. This represents a mitzvah of Taharas HaMishpacha. The Bracha Be'isa, the blessing on the dough, represents the mitzvah of Hafrashas Chala, mitzvah Chala, even though it's in Parashas Shlach, Perek Tesvav, even though, Bamidbar, even though everyone is obligated to Hafrashas Chala. If somebody, a male, female, makes Chala, it's traditionally become a woman's mitzvah. And finally, Ner Daluk, Me'erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos represents the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ne'erev Shabbos. Now, he was clear. And he said, Ner Shabbos is a chiyuv for the whole house. It is a chiyuv for men too. However, it is a mitzvah that has been placed, Ner Shabbos, in the hands of women. Ner Shabbos represents Kedusha. Sarah's candle did not go out from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. In fact, Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, Samech Tazayin, has a little bit of a different lashon. It says that Sarah's candles burned mi Leile Shabbos ad Leile Shabbos, which would be more in tandem with what Pinchas is teaching us. Rashi, to Bereishis Chof Dalet Samech Zayin, is quoting Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, Samech Tazayin. And the Medrash actually says that Sarah's candles burned me Leile Shabbos ad Leile Shabbos. Rashi says me Erev Shabbos the Erev Shabbos. Perhaps Rashi changes the Lashon a little because he doesn't want anyone to think we should be lighting candles on Shabbos night. But the Medrash actually says Sarah's candles burned me Leile Shabbos ad Leile Shabbos, which adds a beautiful dimension to Rav Shimshon Pinchas' teaching that Shabbos allows us to remove darkness from the world. Using the words Leile Shabbos ad Leile Shabbos reminds us that the world is very dark, but it is Sarah's candle that burned from that darkness. Sarah's candle burned me Leile Shabbos, even though the world is so dark, they brought light to the world. And Rav Yaakov Friedman said that the Ne'erev Shabbos represent Kedusha. The Shabbos candles represent holiness. They bring ruchnius. They bring a ruchniustic aura, a spiritual light, and they bring kedusha, holiness of Shabbos into our home. So men are obligated also, but it is a gift. It is a mesorah that has been given into the hands of women. And he said it affects the entire home with kedusha, and it affects the entire week. And that's how you understand what Rashi tells us, that Sarah's candles were daluk me Erev Shabbos ad Erev Shabbos. Sarah's candles were burning from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos because Rav Yaakov Friedman said the light of the Shabbos candle affects the entire week. It permeates the home. It brings Kedusha to the home for the whole week. So we have access to the light of the Shekhinah the whole week, even when we leave Shabbos and we go back to the week. And he said, this mitzvah has been handed over to the Nashim Tzidkaniyos, the mitzvah of Ne'er Shabbos, based on the bracha on the tent of Sarah, and then Rivka, has been handed over to the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. He then said that, and we've spoken about this in our class explicitly, so I was happy to have Yaakov Friedman Shlita say this, the Hadlakas Ne'er Shabbos corresponds to Hadlakas Ne'eros in the Beis HaMikdash. And we've spoken about the fact that much of what we do on Shabbos corresponds to the gift of the Beis HaMikdash miracles. So the light of the Shekhinah permeated throughout the entire world with the Neros in the Mikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan. The light of the Shekhinah can permeate through our entire homes with Hadlakos Neros Shabbos. And we know Hadlakos Neros Shabbos correspond to Hadlakos Neros in the Mishkan slash Beis HaMikdash. Actually, it's very interesting. I think we spoke about it just last time, the correspondence between what we do on Shabbos and the Mishkan slash Beis HaMikdash, based on a piece by Rav Soloveitchik. So someone reached out to me after last week's class, an online listener, Esti Klein. She listens to the Shir Mamayu Torah, and she told me that she heard a Shir by Rabbi Pesach Krohn, which is very interesting. Because we spoke about the bread, lechem hapanim, corresponding to challah, mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. The menorah corresponds to our hadlakas nevo Shabbos. The clothing that we don corresponds to the big day kohuna. So Esti Klein reached out to me that she heard a shir by Rabbi Pesach Krohn, where he said, perhaps, I don't have a further source than this, but Esti Klein said she heard Rabbi Pesach Krohn give a shir where he said, perhaps the inyan to have flowers in our home on Shabbos corresponds to the ketores. The ketores was the daily incense spice mixture, 11 spices offering. Rabbi Krohn said, perhaps that's one of the reasons we have flowers in our home. It corresponds to the ketores. Very, very interesting. So we know that the lighting of the candles in our home corresponds to the hadlakas neros in the Mishkan / Mikdash. And then Rav Yaakov Friedman quoted the inyan of lighting candles, and that's what I prepared on my screen for you. Aaron was told in Parshas Baha Aloscha, Perek Chesed, but remember, could you see my screen? I'm sorry, I sound like a broken record, but every time I stop, share screens, and start again, I want to make sure you could see. Yes? Did you say yes? Thank you very much. Okay. So Aaron was told in regard to the lighting of the candles in the Mishkan, for which we correspondingly light on Shabbos, by Deber Hashem Moshe Leimer, Parshas Balos, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, and this was the pasuk which was the point of departure for Rav Yaakov Friedman Shlita Shir. Deber El Aaron Va'amar to Elav, speak to Aaron and Satan, Baha Aloscha Es HaNeros, when you light the neros, when you cause the neir to go up, aliyah, el mul pnei ha-menorah, towards the face of the menorah, ya'iru shivas ha-neros, the seven lamps shall cast their light. So here you have the mitzvah to Aaron to light menorah. Rashi tells us, baha aloscha, why is it ba'aloscha from the word aliyah, to go up? Al shem shahashal heves ola, because the flame, when you light a candle, which way does the flame go? We all know that the flame goes up. Therefore, kasuv bahadlakasan loshan aliyah. When you light your Shabbos candles, where does the flame go? It goes up. Therefore, it says bahaloscha. Rashi says because the flame goes up. Shetzarich lahadlik ad shetehe shalheves oleh me'eleha. The candle of the menorah must be lit, must be kindled, the lamp must be kindled until the flame goes up by itself. Rashi is quoting from Masechet Shabbos. Therefore, baha aloscha. Well, I just review Rashi, and then we'll get to Rabbi Yaakov Friedman's interpretation of what the candle lighting in the menorah meant and what it means for us in our homes every single week when we light Shabbos candles. The shalheves, the flame goes up. Therefore, the command was baha aloscha, lashon aliyah, ayin lamin, to go up. The candle, the lamp, must be kindled, ad shetehe shalheves ola me'ele, until the shalheves, the flame, the wick, goes up by itself. Rabbi Yaakov Friedman said, there are three dimensions in this pasuk that teach us about Shabbos candles, and what it means that it's been given over to the Nashim Tzidkanius, and how we access the Kedusha of Neros Shabbos. Remember, the point of departure for this year was Bereishis Chav Dalet Samech Zayin. Rivka became the reincarnation, if you will, not literally, of Sarah Imenu, because besides for the Bracha Be'isa, which corresponds to Afrashas Chala, Adin Kasher Al Ohel, which corresponds to Taras HaMishpacha, we had the candle burning, May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and this is something that has been entrusted to us. And then he went to the pasuk from Baha Aloscha, where Aaron is commanded to light the menorah, because the lighting of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash corresponds to our Shabbos candle lighting every single Shabbos in our homes. Like we began with Moshe Twersky, it should be new. Every time you light the Shabbos candle, I should talk to Michal Horetz, not you. Every time I, Michal Horetz, light the Shabbos candle, should bring a sense of newness. It's not, oh, I've been doing this every week since I got married, which I have, Baruch Hashem. It should bring a sense of newness, and that leads to Simcha, said Rav Moshe Twersky. So going back to this pasuk, speak to Aaron, Baha Aloscha as Haneros, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, Ya'iru Shivas Haneros, says Rav Yaakov Friedman. The first dimension is, what's El Mul Pnei HaMenorah? When you light the candles, Baha Aloscha, when you kindle the lamp, we already saw Rashi. Baha Aloscha, because the flame goes up. What's El Mul Pnei HaMenorah? Opposite the face of the menorah. Sounds like a strange lashon. So he said, we're talking about the menorah shamala. When you kindle your light down here, you kindle a corresponding flame of kedusha in the higher realm, the menorah shamala, the lamp, the adakas neros, above, in the spiritual realm. You're doing a physical act of kindling physically fire down here. It corresponds to a higher realm. Al mul pnei ha-menorah refers to the menorah shamala. Aaron was commanded to arouse a yearning to connect to higher Kedusha. When you light the candles, your yearning is to connect to a higher Kedusha, to a higher light of the Shekhinah. Al-Mul Panei HaMenorah refers to the higher menorah, the menorah Shel Mala. Aaron was commanded to kindle not just the lamp, but the yearning for Kedusha, the higher light of the Shekhinah. He quoted the pasuk, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The lamp of God is the neshama of man, and you should kindle your lamp within yourself to recognize that your neshama is from the candle of Hashem. The flame goes upward. It's parallel to our neshama. When you light the Shabbos candles and you see that flame going up, you should think of your neshama. Baha'aloscha esaneros el mol pnei ha-menorah. Aliyah. Your neshama, which is the ner of Hashem, should be striving to go upward to the menorah shel mala. Everything physical, Rav Yaakov Freeman said, which we know, has a source in the spiritual world. Everything physical has a source in the spiritual world. So when you light your candle on Shabbos, when Aaron lit the menorah, the source in the spiritual world was the menorah shel mala, the higher light. And as you light candles, said Rav Freeman, we have to yearn to connect our neshama to Hashem. We have to yearn to be uplifted. We have to yearn to feel the menorah shel mala with which we are connecting. That's Amul Pnei HaMenorah. So the first aspect of Hadlakas Neiros, to bring the Ruchnias into our homes through Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, is yearning to connect to a higher source. Amul Pnei HaMenorah, yearn to connect to the menorah shel mala. What's the menorah shel mala? It's the Ner Hashem. The menorah shel mala, the menorah the of above, is the Ner Hashem, is the lamp of God. We must yearn to connect to that higher source every time we light Shabbos candles. Aspect number one. Aspect number two, what's Baha Aloscha? So Yaakov Freeman said, Hashem says, I have given you, Aaron, the honor and privilege of lighting up a Beis HaMikdash for me. Correspondingly, I have given you, Nashim Tzidkanios, the honor and privilege of lighting up your homes and lighting up this world for me, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kaviyacho, as if Hashem needs us, so to speak, to light up the Beis HaMikdash for him. As if Hashem needs us, so to speak, to light up our homes, to bring the Kedusha and the R of the Ribbono Shel Olam into our homes. Just like Sarah, Ner Daluk Me'erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, or in the Lashon of the Medrash, Me'lele Shabbos Ad Lele Shabbos. The zechus and this kavod, the merit and this honor, is that we are zocha to be kelim. We make ourselves into vessels, a receptacle for Hashem's light. So baha'aloscha, the second aspect, is focusing on the you. Baha'aloscha, lashon yachid. You must light, kindle the lamp, but in order to carry Hashem's light, you have to be a receptacle. If you want to light a candle, you have to have, if you want to light your Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, you have to have a receptacle to put in it. It could be a fancy lachter, it could be a small tea light that goes into something, but even the tea light has a receptacle. It has that metal piece on the outside. You need to make yourself a receptacle to carry Hashem's light. And therefore, Rav Yaakov Freeman said, we have to arouse our own light. We have to arouse our own selves. Make yourself into the kli, baha'aloscha. Lift yourself up. Make yourself have a kedusha, an aliyah, baha'aloscha. If you want your candle to be lit, if you want to be zocha to bring the Shechina, the light of the Shechina, into this dark, dark world, which is exactly what Shem Shem Pinkas is speaking about, we must make ourselves into a kli to do that. Therefore, we will be able, or then, I should say, we will be able to carry the light from above the light of the Shechina. The spiritual resources of kindling can only come if we kindle our own light. Then we can carry Hashem's light. We know, but we are told, Chazal tell us, Balatahir Misayin Oso, I believe it's Yuma 38b, Lamed Chasbez, I believe, or Lamed Tas. Balatahir Misayin Oso, someone who wants to be purified, he will be helped. We have to want to make ourselves into a kli to carry the Shekhinah, and Hashem will help us. Baha'alos Cha, when we light the Neiro Shabbos, we have to make ourselves into that receptacle so that the light will shine from our homes. And he says it's a zechus. You should see it as a tremendous merit that Hashem gives us, that you can make yourself a proper receptacle for the Or Ruchani. Every Jew must make themselves into a receptacle for the Or Ruchani. but he's specifically referring here to the Nashim Tzidkaniyus, the righteous women, who through Hadakas Neir Shabbos can make ourselves into a receptacle, a merkava l'shchina kaviyacha, so to speak. So two aspects so far. El mul pnei ha-menorah, we're referring to the menorah shalmala. We should strive to connect to that higher menorah, that which is totally ruchnistic concept. That higher menorah is the Ner of Hashem. We're lighting the menorah down here. Hashem, so to speak, is lighting the menorah up there. If we want to face the menorah shalmala, we must yearn to connect to the Ner of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'ha'aloscha, arouse yourself, make yourself into a proper kli, so you will become a merkava l'shchina. If you want to be a receptacle, if you want to light a candle, you need a receptacle to hold it. Otherwise, the wax will melt all over the table, and the oil will spill all over, and it won't light as a candle. It might turn into a huge fire, but not a candle. You need a receptacle. So too, baloscha, make yourself the receptacle with hadakos neir shabbos for the light of the shchina in this world. Nakuda number three relates to Rashi. If you remember, Rashi told us, and that's why I pointed it out when we started this piece of Shir, Tzarich lahadlik ad shetehe shalheves ola me'eleha. You must light the lamp, Aaron was told, until the flame goes up by itself. Ad shetehe shalheves, until the flame, ola, goes up, me'eleha, by itself. So Rav Yaakov Freeman said, what does this correspond to? We must hold the light source to the wick. You hold the light source to the wick of the candle until the flame ascends by itself. What does that mean in our reality? And this relates to the piece we started with Rav Moshe Twersky. A person must be enveloped with excitement of Shabbos. Achatei shalheves olam me'eleha. From yourself, you have to find the excitement in the celebration of Shabbos. We are mechabit Shabbos with Shira, with Zimra. We're mechabit Shabbos with special clothing. We're mechabit Shabbos with special food. We're mechabit Shabbos with special Divrei Torah, with special reading material. Achotei shal aves ole me'eleha. Light the candle, but recognize that you must become ole me'eleha. You have to have the excitement as you have an aliyah. For the excitement, like Rav Twersky said, for the simcha of Shabbos. These three peirushim into this pasuk, he said, teach us how to bring Kedusha Shabbos into our home. It was a shir for women. So he said, these three peirushim of this pasuk, these three interpretations of this pasuk, teach us how to bring Shabbos into our home. And that is in the shir, what we are striving so mightily to do. To change our approach to Shabbos, our love of Shabbos, our observance of Shabbos, to enhance our connection to Shabbos. El mul pnei ha-menorah, we want to connect to the menorah shalmala. B'ha'aloscha, we have to feel that we are, wait, pshat number two, I don't want to say it wrong. Oh, b'ha'aloscha, Hashem said, you can be my receptacle for light in this world, but you have to make yourself into a worthy kli where the Shekhinah wants to dwell. And finally, ad shetei shalheves olam me'eleha, based on Rashi, which is based on a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, until the flame goes up by itself, we must envelop ourselves in excitement of Shabbos, and of course, our homes as well. Kedusha Shabbos, said Rav Yaakov Friedman, is there in the world. It's there for the taking. Shabbos is a mitzvah, a reality. It automatically exists. Every seventh day, we come to Shabbos. So it's here in the world. The power and the Kedusha of Shabbos is here. We say in our davening, V'lona sata l'goyei ha'artzos. Shem did not give it to the goyim. He didn't give it to the other nations. He gave us this reality, but we have to prepare ourselves to accept the reality. Someone could come and give you a gift, but you have to make yourself worthy to have the gift. You have to make yourself a receptacle to accept the gift. And you have to make yourself zocha, that the person wants to give you the gift. Hashem says, I want to give you Shabbos. But are we ready to access the Kedusha of Shabbos? Do we want to connect to the higher menorah? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. Do we make ourselves into a kli to hold the light? And are we excited for the gift of Shabbos? How do we tap into it, said Rav Yaakov Friedman, tap into the higher source, Amul Pnei HaMenorah. B'ha'aloscha, yearn, long, wait for Shabbos. And finally, make yourself a proper receptacle for Kedusha. Hashem has to want to dwell upon you, within you, in your home. You have to be worthy. How do we make ourselves worthy? How do you make ourselves a receptacle? So he said, that's what all the Hilchos Shabbos are about. The Halachos Shabbos how we dress, how we prepare our food, how we speak, our tefillos, the halachos of Shabbos, shape us into a kli, into a vessel, into a receptacle. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want to dwell there. So you see, through Sarah's candle, which was dalek from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, through her hafrashas chala and the bracha be'isa, the Shechina came and dwelt there. You see from Sarah's tent, exactly Rav Yaakov Friedman, Shlita is saying, because I was talking about Rav Moshe Tversky before Allah Havdil. When we are involved in the halachos of Shabbos and in keeping Shabbos properly, from our batins to our hafrashas chala, to our meal, to the flowers, which Pesach Kron said perhaps symbolizes the Ketores. You make yourself into a kli, and then you'll be zoch, that anan kasher, halavai, ala ohel. The anan, the cloud of glory, comes and says, I want to be in this home. They're yearning to connect to the higher source. They're excited, me'elah, from themselves for Shabbos. They wait to greet me. And ultimately, now that they've made themselves a merkava l'shechina, I'm coming to this home. And then we will achieve what Rav Pinkas is talking about. We can dispel all the darkness of this world. Because once we connect to the higher source, and we are excited and yearn for Shabbos, and we make ourselves a kli for the light, then the whole home will be full of light. Our whole selves will be full of light. Our world will be full of light from the gift of Shabbos. And then there's no darkness. And then you find Hashem. And then you will have the simcha that Rav Moshe Tversky Zatzal was speaking about when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh. And so beautifully, Rav Yaakov Friedman Shlita related this to the Chadodi. Oh, I should have prepared that on the screen for you. Let me see if I could find it quickly, because I'm cognizant of the time. I'm not happy with the time it is. I wonder how I could find the Chadodi, the text, quickly. Zmiro's database. Oh, ha! Cool, look at this. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I said, could I find it quickly? Less than a minute. So we say in the Chadodi, and Erev Yaakov Friedman tied this in so beautifully to the Chadodi. Wow. In the Chadodi, in Kabbalah Shabbos, we're being Mekabal Shabbos. So you went through this whole Avodah. You lit the candles. You remember, Amul Pnei Menorah, you're connecting to the Menorah Shamala. Baha Alosha. You have a yearning for Shabbos, an excitement, a simcha for Shabbos. And finally, Ad Shetehei Shehaves Olam Me'eleha, you make yourself the receptacle, and Hashem wants to dwell there. Yaakov Friedman said, you see this in the Chadodi. In this stanza, we say, his orari, wake up, wake up. Kiva oreich, because your light has come from or. Kumi, ori, rise up, shine. Uri, uri, arouse yourself, wake up. Shir daberi, speak of song. Kivod Hashem alayich nigla, the honor, the glory of God upon you has been revealed. So even without my interpretation, based on Rav Yaakov Friedman, based on everything we spoke about in this year, you should already see how this stanza of L'chadodi relates exactly to the concept he was speaking about. His orari, arouse yourself. Arouse yourself. You have to yearn to reach the higher source. Kiva orech, through the light of Neira Shabbos, connected to the light of the Mishkan Slas Beis HaMikdash, kumi ori, your light will rise on its own. Uri, uri, with an ayin, arouse yourself, arouse yourself. Ad Shetei Shabbos Olam Me'eleh. You have to want to access the Kedusha of Shabbos. You have to want Hashem to be in your tent. Shir Daberi, part of the way we show Hashem we're excited for Shabbos is through this miros of Shabbos. And then, what will be the reward? You'll make yourself the receptacle. Hashem says, wow, look at this Yiddish home. Look at this Jewish Nashim Tzidkanios. I want to be in their home, just like I wanted to be on Sarah's tent. Just like Hashem's Shechina was over the Mishkan, a cloud by day, a fire by night. Kivod Hashem, alayich nigla. When you go through the process of Baaloscha, Saneros, Amul Panei Menorah, Yerushiva Saneros, Ashvatei Shabbos, Olam Me'eleh, and you make yourself the proper receptacle through proper Shmir Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, proper clothing, food, Zmiros, Shabbos candles, Hafrashas Challah, Halachos of Shabbos, you have made yourself into the receptacle. Kivod Hashem, Alayich Nigla, the glory of God upon you, it's so beautiful, will be revealed. His Orevi, we must yearn for Hashem, yearn for Shabbos. We must be excited. Kiva Oreich, your own personal light has come. Kumi Ori, arise and shine, arouse your own Ruchnius, connect to the higher source. And then, Shir Daberi, Kavod Hashem Alayich Nigla, the Shalheves will be Olam Me'eleha, and we'll be Zoche to welcome Shabbos. I'm going to take literally 2 more minutes, Bli Neder. I'm not going to go much over, but I really want to finish this Shir. So if anyone has to go, you could catch the end on Wayu Torah. He ended with a pasuk from Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, chapter 119, Samech Vav, which I prepared on the screen for you. Tuv Tam Vidas Hamdeni Kibu Mitzvasecha HaMandi. So he said, Ta'am means reason and taste. Ta'am, Ta'meh Mitzvos, means the reason for the mitzvos. Ta'am means taste. Tuv, goodness. Ta'am, give me a ta'am. Vidas Lamdeni. What does David HaMelech say? Das doesn't only mean knowledge. Das means to become one. As in Vayeda Adam as Chava Ishto, Paragimel Pasuk Aleph Abrishus. Adam knew his wife. It doesn't mean he knew her. As in hello, how are you? It means he became one with her. A biblical term for becoming one. So we ask Hashem, Tuv Ta'am V'das Lamdeni. Hashem, I want to taste the goodness of your mitzvos. V'da'as. I want to become one with you, Hashem. Shabbos is the tool for becoming one with Hashem. Lamdeni, teach me how to do this. Tuv Tam, let me taste the beauty of Shabbos. Give me the goodness of Shabbos. Vida'as, let me become one with you, the Rabban Shalom. Lamdeni, teach me how to do this. Kiva mitzvah secha hamanti, because in your mitzvahs, I believe, make your Hashem's mitzvahs your reality. And when you believe in the Rabban Shalom's mitzvahs and you make them your reality, you'll be zocha to da'as, to become one with the Rabban Shalom. Tuv Tam, you will taste the goodness and the sweetness of the mitzvahs, and Shabbos is your reality. And he ended by saying that it is the Nashim Tzidkanios, quote, listen, it is the Nashim Tzidkanios, the righteous Jewish women, that have the ability, quote, maybe more than anyone, to fill the darkness of this world with the light of Kedusha and the light of Shabbos. It's the Nashim Tzidkanios, perhaps more than anyone, who have the ability to fill the darkness of our world with the light of Kedusha and the light of Shabbos. May the memories, Tehei Zichron Baruch, of the Har Nof Kedoshim be for a blessing. May they be. May they say Yoshar. They have to storm the Kisei HaKavod. Ad Masai Ribono Sh'olam. But their karbanos, their sacrifice, their lives only become a kapara if we don their garments. We must be besimcha b'Shabbos. It is a yom simcha. It's a nunis. And the power of Hadakos Neir Shabbos, as we've explained in today's shir, based on the shir, beautiful shir by Yaakov Friedman, his Orevi, Kiva Oreich, your light has shone. And then it will ultimately be Kavod Hashem Alayich Nigla. Hashem will reveal himself upon our tents, like Ari Mahos, in our lives, in our homes, in our families, ultimately in the whole world. I wish you a meaningful, wonderful, uplifting Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov.